is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Simple Green. If you like a cleaning product that can be used in your garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet, visit simplegreen.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
There's no crying in baseball!
Get to the chopper!
And this is ABC's Matt Wolf. Thanksgiving weekend with a helping of great music from the movies and things, of course, in a very weird state right now with not many of us going to the movies in general. So, I don't know, whatever streaming services you have, they've been getting a workout, that's for sure. Can't deny that, right? Seems like an endless run of choices out there. Will you ever leave the house? I mean, I discovered something in my attic called a VCR. You might remember that. Can't wait to hook that up this weekend. Why not? Anyway, this is ABC Audio's Rock and Reels, and we are honored to have a really special guest with us. Weave us through some seriously great movie music because we know he has the credibility. Let's move it over to Peter Frampton. Peter, it's all you.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Hello, everyone out there. It is me, Peter Frampton, with a playlist of some of the greatest rock and roll songs from the silver screen, and maybe a few from the small screen, too. You know, the one you've probably experienced way too much of these last few months. So let's all settle in this Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy some good food, good company, and maybe a good, well, a binge session of your favorite movies and television shows too. You might even find some time to check out my new book, Do You Feel Like I Do? I'm very proud of this, and it's just entered the New York Times bestseller list at number 11. I'm so blown away, and so is my co-author, Alan Light. And I also read my own audiobook as well. So it's all out there, folks, and just waiting for you to pick it up. Now, I've been fortunate enough to have some of my music featured in a film or two over the years, like this one from 1993. A coming-of-age in the 70s comedy that launched the career for a then-unknown kid by the name of Matthew McConaughey.
So you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, man, how's this year's crop of freshman chicks look?
That, of course, Dazed and Confused, where you also saw very young versions of Ben Affleck, Parker Posey, and Anthony Rapp, just to name a few. Now, McConaughey recently had a look back at his original audition tape from the film.
Nice. That audition, which I've never seen, 28 years ago, you thought you might just have a little three-day job for a summer hobby. 28 years later, I still got a little summer job that turned into a career.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. From the Dazed and Confused soundtrack, here's Baby, I Love Your Way. From yours truly, me, Peter Frampton, on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
Stars around me shining, but all I really want to love.
That, of course, was Show Me the Way, and it was from the motion picture Dazed and Confused. But, of course, it started its life much earlier on Frampton Comes Alive. That, of course, is the great David Bowie, Dave Jones to me. Now, David, being one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, the list of his contributions to motion pictures is extensive, composing songs and contributing to countless films and television shows. Even starring in and appearing in films like Labyrinth, The Man Who Fell to Earth, Absolute Beginners, and yes, even in an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Art is what happens when you learn to dream. Go ahead, dream a little.
In my book, Do You Feel Like I Do?, I talk about David Bowie because we met at school. I was probably 13 and he was 15 or 16. And I made a beeline for Dave because he was just, I saw him in a band on the steps of the school and playing sax and singing Eddie Cochran songs and Elvis Presley songs. So as soon as I went to the school, I hit him up, and David, myself, and George Underwood, we were the three amigos. George was the one who did the Ziggy Stardust cover, amongst many other things. Both of them were in my father's art form for 3 years. And so David basically became a friend for life for me, and he's done many things along the way to help me, not more than having me on the Glass Spider tour, which really did reintroduce me as the guitar player, the musician, and I can never thank him enough for that. Now, one of David's more impactful songs was featured in the 2012 film The Perks of Being a Wallflower, to magical effect with Emma Watson. And of course, you had that haunting take by Peter Gabriel featured in the hit show Stranger Things. Here, my friends, is Heroes from David Bowie on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
One day.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Peter Frampton on The Success of Frampton Comes Alive.
It scared me because it's okay to be number one. That I could deal with. but to be the biggest of something in the world, you know, a Guinness Book of Records entry and all that stuff at that time was very scary because I knew I wasn't going to have the time to write 6 years' worth of material in 3 or 4 months to do the I'm a New record, which was very rushed. I wasn't in a good mental state at that point because I was now competing with myself, and it's not a nice feeling.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
You never drove a stock car before?
Sprints mainly. What's your name?
Buck Brotherton. What's yours?
Cole Trickle. It's damn nice to meet you, Buck.
Days of Thunder.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
There is Guns N' Roses with Knockin' on Heaven's Door, from the motion picture soundtrack to the 1990 movie Days of Thunder, where we saw Tom Cruise behind the wheel of a race car. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. This is Peter Frampton, and next we'll look back at Bond, James Bond, when we return.
Let's go to the movies.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn created faster, safer, and easier ways to shop this holiday season. Learn more at bootbarn.com/bootbarnexpress.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
There are new holiday services at Boot Barn. In each store, an expert can guide you with product knowledge. If what you want isn't in store, they can whip it to you with free two-day shipping. If you shop online, Boot Barn offers curbside pickup or local same-day delivery, where they'll gift wrap your present, add a personalized card, and deliver it directly to you or a loved one's doorstep. Learn more about their holiday services in-store or at bootbarn.com. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Great music clears your head, heals your heart, and lifts your spirits. That's why we're here, 92.9 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by Ace. Get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up from Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through December 25th. See participating stores for details.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Welcome back to ABC Audio's Rock and Reels 2020, running down a playlist of some of the best music from the movies over the years, considering, yeah, I know we've all kind of been trapped at home watching movies a bit more these days, even the ones we swore we'd never get sucked into. Shawshank Redemption, anyone? Matt Wolf. Anyway, we have some great guest hosts, Billy Gibbons and Peter Frampton. Peter returns shortly. He's taking a break right now, but let's throw it back to 1987. The film Less Than Zero starred Andrew McCarthy and Jamie Gertz, along with the once and future Iron Man himself there, Robert Downey Jr., who drew big-time praise for his performance in that movie. Definitely a dark film about the fast life of kids in Los Angeles in the 1980s. Less Than Zero, based on the book by Bret Easton Ellis, and it takes its title after an Elvis Costello song.
Every film needs less than zero.
And the soundtrack had this sort of eclectic mix of artists, including LL Cool J, Roy Orbison, even Slayer. But its hit was a cover of a Simon & Garfunkel song done up by the Bangles. Hazy Shade of Winter on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
Seasons change.
Hazy Shade of Winter from the soundtrack to Less Than Zero. It's the Bangles on ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels. It's Matt Wolf looking back at some of the great music in motion pictures. Now, Sammy Hagar, you know, when you think about his resume, it stacks up. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Over the Top. But when it comes to something that was really pretty unique, then you gotta talk about heavy metal.
Are you Captain Lincoln F. Stern?
I am.
How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Based on the sci-fi magazine of the same name, Heavy Metal was an animated adult anthology, and it featured the voices of Eugene Levy, John Candy, and Harold Ramis. And over the years, it's become a true cult classic.
Well, the Heavy Metal soundtrack was really a cool soundtrack. It was one of the first really rock, you know, had Journey on there, Blue Oyster Cult, if I remember right. You know, a lot of current bands.
And that is Sammy Hagar. Naturally, his involvement in this film worked out pretty well for him.
That whet my appetite for doing soundtracks, because for artists, it was free money. You know, you go out and you make a record, and you go on tour, and you promote it, and you work really hard to get that success and tour money and record money, if you were successful, to make some really good change. And then all of a sudden somebody says, hey, you want to do a soundtrack? Here's like $50,000, you know, and you go in and you make it, and then a record sells, you know, all of a sudden you start getting these royalty checks. But oddly enough, Don Felder wrote the title track as well, and he just, it was a whole different song, and him and I laugh about it all the time. It's like, it will, heavy metal, wait, no, I wrote that song. Okay, we both wrote a version of it, you know.
All right, now for argument's sake, let's hit up Sammy's version on ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels.
Yeah.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels. From Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
I was busted. Set up by the FBI and the DEA. That didn't bother me.
Blow.
That's what I'm talking about. Ram Jam and Black Betty featured on the soundtrack to the movie Blow, starring Johnny Depp back in 2001. Here on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels, it's ABC's Matt Wolf. We're looking back at some great music from the movies this Thanksgiving weekend, and on deck, we'll hand it over once again to Peter Frampton, our special guest host, to tell us about that time he had to be home by 11, and it involves the Rolling Stones. We'll let Peter tell you all about it.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by Simple Green. If you like a cleaning product that can be used in your garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet, visit simplegreen.com.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This program is brought to you by Ace. Right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace. For Ace Rewards members, valid through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Simple Green, Simple Green.
You may think you've got a lot of music in your MP3 player, but I had a look at your playlist, and our library is bigger. Playing just great songs. 92.9 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here's Matt Wolf.
Okay, so raise your hand if you're going to watch Star Wars again for the 1,000th time this weekend. Why not binge away? Because these days, you have a little extra time on your hands. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf. This is ABC Audio's Rock and Reels, movie music galore. And I have to pass the mic over once again. And really, no problems with that. From somewhere in Nashville, I give it over to you, Peter Frampton. It's all you, sir.
And hello all, and happy Thanksgiving weekend. It's Peter Frampton, and I hope you're enjoying this look back at some memorable music from both the big and small screens. Now, I've been lucky enough to be in a couple of movies over the years, going back to The Son of Dracula in 1974, then as Billy and Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I also wound up playing guitar on a song from a little movie known as Grease. I even got asked to appear in episodes of The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Peter Frampton!
Oh, no! Are you sure you're not supposed to be at Keith Richards' house?
The best experience in film for me was working with my dear friend, director Cameron Crowe, on the film Almost Famous, as technical advisor.
I am a golden god!
Cameron Crowe brought me onto the film because we'd had conversations many years ago. We always hated rock movies because they never got it right. Nothing was, the time-sensitive stuff was way off. So when he called me up and said, Peter, my next movie is going to be a rock movie, I said, no, it's not. But I need you to be my authenticity advisor. And also to work with Billy Crudup, who's a dear friend. Cameron had asked me, so what can Billy do in a scene when he's playing live where he will really look credible as a Jimmy Page, Paul Kossoff type guitar player? I said, well, that's easy. It's when his fingers are on the right frets, he's playing the right notes, but he puts his head back and shuts his eyes. And to that end, Almost Famous celebrates its, wait for it, 20th anniversary this year. Doesn't seem that long, does it? Let's go back to that great moment in the film, on the tour bus. Oh God, it's a great scene. And feel free to sing along with Elton John. It's Tiny Dancer on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty eyes, pirate smile, you merry music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Tickets I've forgotten.
That was Elton John, Tiny Dancer, from the Almost Famous soundtrack here on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels. Peter Frampton here, looking back at some great movie music, and speaking of looking back, we're also giving you an inside look at my new book, Do You Feel Like I Do? So I was very, very lucky in the very first band that was, I was still at school, I was 14. The band leader at the time had been Tony Chapman. He was the original drummer of the Rolling Stones before Charlie. Well, his best friend was Bill Wyman, the bass player. Tony introduced Bill into the Stones, and then unfortunately, Tony was no longer the drummer and in came Charlie. But Bill always felt he owed Tony, obviously, big time. So he said, if you get a band together, I will produce it and help you manage it and all that. So I was asked by Tony Chapman if I would, you know, play with the band. It was semi-pro. They all had jobs and I was at school. The next thing I know, he says, we're going up to London. We're picking up Bill Wyman on the way and we're going up to a recording studio and we're going to make a single. And I was just over the moon. I remember driving through his town where he was, Penge, and picking him up from his apartment over a gas station at the time. This was about the time of 19th Nervous Breakdown, so they hadn't quite moved into their mansion yet. Long story short, I made nearly a whole album in the end with Bill and this band, The Preachers. Well, anyway, there's that story and a bunch of others. There's a lot of funny stuff in the book. It's called Do You Feel Like I Do? And on that note, here is the Rolling Stones from 1998's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. This is Jumpin' Jack Flash, my all-time favorite track of theirs.
It's all right now.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Boot Barn. Unwrap the West this holiday season at Boot Barn and BootBarn.com.
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
I'm not.
You were on the ceiling.
No, I wasn't. Ned, what are you doing in my room?
Man, let me in. You said we're going to finish a Death Star.
You can't just bust into my room.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
That was the Ramones and Blitzkrieg Bop here on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels. That song appearing in Spider-Man Homecoming as we watch Peter Parker saving the day in his friendly neighborhood of Queens, New York, which is where the Ramones are from. So it all works out pretty well in the end. This is Peter Frampton here. Happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget to keep an eye out for my new memoir, Do You Feel Like I Do?, in stores and online now. Let's move it back to New York. Matt Wolf, kindly take the wheel.
And that's not the last we'll hear of Peter. I mean, it is Frampton, you know? And we're coming back with Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and Sammy Hagar looks back at the totally rad soundtrack to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So much fun when ABC Audio's Rock and Reels continues.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by Ace. Get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up from Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through December 25th. See participating stores for details. Legacy of Rock, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
His family moved to California from the Netherlands, taking up piano, then moving on to guitar, without ever learning to read music. Eddie Van Halen, along with brother Alex, formed Van Halen in 1974.
Legacy of Rock, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This program is brought to you by Ace. Right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace. For Ace Rewards members, valid through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.